we didn't come this fast across I-10 from Jacksonville to watch FSU's Pro Day, but we did get a chance to see the speedster in Tallahassee. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Inside the Jaguars, brought to you by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. It's a busy Pro Day in Florida. The Seminoles in Tallahassee, the Gators in Gainesville, and we'll have a report from J.P. Shadrick just momentarily. But the story, at least as far as the Jaguars goes, today is Dalvin Cook, the explosive running back receiver out of the backfield that lit up the ACC last year, was a big part of the Seminoles offense the last few. He was the story, and he delivered in his drills.
First off, I left everything on the field. You know, everything that I wanted to come out and accomplish and be efficient about everything, I feel like I left everything on the field. You know, and that's the most important part, you know, going out there, giving it your all, you know, giving it everything you got in your body. And I feel like I did that, and I had a good overall day.
It was a mild surprise to see Jaguars cornerback Jalen Ramsey make his entrance onto the practice field here in Tallahassee. What wasn't a surprise was his unfettered, enthusiastic support of Cook, his former teammate.
It's just fun coming back, though, to see these guys, support these guys. You know, we got a chance to hopefully get some of these guys. You always know what the Seminoles going to bring to the team. So, you know, new campaign, 4-4. So, start it up.
What do you want?
Dalvin Cook, number 4, Florida State, 4-4.
Ramsey was quite candid today, and you can see the entire interview on Jaguars.com. Now for a report on the Gators Pro Day in Gainesville, here's J.P. Shadrick.
Thanks, Brian. The indoor facility in Gainesville, the site for the Florida Gators Pro Day. Jaguars defensive coordinator Todd Wash was here, and Chargers defensive coordinator Gus Bradley, a familiar face as well. Other dignitaries included Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And defense has been a big part of the last two SEC East titles here in Gainesville. That was on full display this morning and into the afternoon. Starting up front, Caleb Brantley, the defensive lineman, did not run the 40 today, but he did work some other positional drills. Linebacker Jared Davis had a strong day here, and defensive backs Marcus May and Quincy Wilson could be picked early. The other question mark is cornerback Tease Tabor. He's trying to overcome a subpar 40 in Indianapolis, and again today. And for NFL Network analyst Mike Mayock, when in question, the eye in the sky never lies.
You know, 80 to 90% of your grade's a tape, and his tape's good. And you don't see too many guys in the SEC running past him. So how fast is his competitive speed versus his track speed? That's going to be the conversation. And then you kind of got the special teams coaches are going to say, well, if he's not starting a corner and he's a 4.75 guy, how much is he going to help me on teams? So there's going to be some tough conversations in a bunch of draft rooms about Tease Tabor. And it's going to be, hey, he's a good football player, but why is he running 4.75?
You never see a guy on the football field stand 3-point stance and run 40 yards. I ran 4.62 at the combine, so that's my best time. 4.6 guy, press play.
Busy time for Mayock and most of the scouts here at the Gators Pro Day. A couple of other schools in the next few days, and that'll wrap up Pro Day season. That'll wrap up our coverage of Florida State and Florida Pro Days here on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.